T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit/bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's go to the hotline. We bring in a super friend to the show. And, man, he's covering all kinds of baseball with John Boy Media. Baseball Today, after every World Series game, he is the pride of Northeast Ohio. He is Sir Chris Rose. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Gentlemen, Tom, welcome to the insanity. How are you?
Thanks, Chris. Nice to hear from you.
Yes. How is everybody doing in our fair land?
How are you doing, man? Did you catch up on your sleep? 18. I got to tell you, the series is tied up at 2. I know you're all over this stuff. So, I mean, how much fun is this World Series?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. So we record Baseball Today after the game's over. We actually didn't start recording until 2 a.m., and our producer's on the East Coast. So he was done with the work at about 6:30 in the morning, which is great. I mean, that's how you do it. That's how you grind through. And it's a ton of fun. I was down there before Game 3, so I got to run into a bunch of former Guardians. I had a lengthy chat with Bieber the day before he started. Saw Andres, Miles Straw. So all that was nice. I'm very happy for all those guys, and they've provided a ton of entertainment so far. And to be honest with you, I mean, I think the Blue Jays have taken it to them. I know the series is tied at 2, but the Dodgers had a complete game, which virtually never happens in the playoffs. And then they win an 18-inning game, which virtually never happens in the playoffs. Other than that, Toronto has really, I felt like, outplayed them significantly.
Yeah, they hammered them in the two wins. Chris, you know, the game the other night, I was talking to some friends yesterday. I'm old enough to remember the 1975 Carlton Fisk walk-off, the Bernie Carbo home run in that game. Some memorable and some forgettable game sevens with the Indians and the Guardians. Where do you rank that game 3 in the pantheon of great World Series games?
Well, I mean, it's the length of the game that makes it
true. So
interesting, right? I mean, you know, I'm not going to compare it to the Twins 1-0 10-inning win that won the World Series in Game 7 of the 91 World Series. But, I mean, it's the longer it goes, there's more intrigue because we all thought Will Smith had walked it off. We thought Teoscar Hernandez had walked it off. But there weren't a ton of, and I'm almost positive on this, there weren't, like, bases loaded, one out in the 14th. And so we had some amazing job done by a pitcher there with a lot of empty bases. So I think that kind of
negates it a little bit, right? Yeah.
But the fact that when you saw Yamamoto go down to the bullpen, like 48 hours after he just spun a gem,
I think that's
what made everybody kind of perk up, because Dave Roberts had done an interview with Tom Verducci an inning or two earlier and said, hey, listen, Will Klein's going to go as far as he can. Then we're going to go to a position player. Everybody said, are going nuts. Like, what? We're going to see a position. Like, somebody's Austin Hedges is going to go out there and throw in a World Series game.
Yeah.
So that's just, I think that's what made it more intriguing.
Yeah. And you saw Kershaw potentially throw the final pitches of his career. We'll see what happens. But, you know, I'm glad Toronto has played the way they have. I was really worried that the Dodgers were going to carry all that momentum from the NLCS into the series. So it's, we got us a series on our hands. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's been great. It's been great. And at least it's going back to Toronto, which I think will, although interrupt a lot of people's Halloween plans, still worthwhile as a sports fan.
I thought last night, man, after an 18 inning game and Toronto had a chance to get back they had the opportunity to try to get at the Dodgers bullpen, you know, and then you lose Springer. I'm like, there's no way Toronto was winning last night. You're going up against Shohei. And then it's just, I think it just goes back to the mantra of the Blue Jays. Like, there's just no fear in that team, and they are not going away. And when they go down, even if it's 0-2 in the ALCS, like, they're not going away. And I love that persona about the team.
Yeah, they're the best contact team in baseball. And when they do make contact with the ball, they also add slug to it. And that's the difference. And as Guardians fans, we sit here and we say, well, why can't we build a team like that? Well, first of all, we do have our Vladimir Guerrero Jr., but we don't have a Bo Bichette, right? I mean, Bo Bichette missed 30 games and was still second in the league in hits. I mean, that guy's a machine. He didn't play in a game in 6 weeks, and he's still knocking the ball off the wall. A guy runs like me, but, I mean, that's kind of irrelevant. He's still putting the meat of the bat on the ball, and that's impressive. And then, you know, they find guys like Barger had a huge year and has come up big. Our buddy Ernie Clement has turned into a
pest. Great.
Yeah, he's been unreal. Andres has given them the sort of at-bats that he wasn't giving us, and he wasn't giving them throughout the season. And that's a huge deal, because go look at the number 9 hitter for the Dodgers, Andy Páez. He has been brutal. And so Shohei's coming up with nobody on base. Could you imagine if he's coming up with dudes on base? I mean, it just totally changes the strategy, I think, somewhere throughout the inning, and Jays are getting production at the bottom of the lineup, and the Dodgers aren't.
I'm just curious on this too, because when Springer hit the home run to help the Jays, you know, win the ALCS, I saw this video of a hockey game of these kids that were playing. They were U18. I don't know if you saw it or not. And somebody in the stands must have shouted out, "Hey, Springer hit a home run! Jays just took the lead!" And it was two teams that were going for a faceoff. And the kids started high-fiving each other.
That's awesome.
And then, no, the greater part of it was the team started hugging each other on the other side. And, like, I'm watching that, and I'm like, oh, man, that is such a Cleveland vibe. Like, that's how we roll here. Like, give me the L.A. vibe on this thing. Is it trendy? Is it – I mean, Chris, you know better than that. And, like, you know what it's like to be here for a World Series. I'm just wondering what it's like to be in L.A.
Well, you can say a lot of things about L.A. sports fans, but I will give them this. I think they're really good Lakers fans, and they're really good Dodgers fans. And other than that, they just kind of pick and choose, which, having lived out here for 25 years, I understand, right? I mean, I don't want to even mention the weather. It's not fair to my hometown, so I won't do that. But there's just a lot of other stuff that can keep you occupied and will pique people's interests, even if it's for about 13 seconds, and then they move on to somebody else who they think could help them get in their entertainment role. But they do care about the Dodgers. And I do think that a lot of people who pay attention to the sport went into this thing saying, hey, the Blue Jays are not an easy out here. They are not an easy out. And so there were people who are kind of fringe Dodger fans who are like, well, we're just going to waltz to our second. But that's not it. There's a really, really good team. I think tonight's going to be fascinating, because I think there's a ton of pressure on Blake Snell to get back to what he was prior to game one, when they knocked him around for 5 runs and 11 base runners. So this is the Dodgers. I'm not going to guarantee they'll win the rest of the series if they win tonight, but they have to win tonight. I don't think that they have the ability to win 6 and 7 there based on what's going on with their bullpen.
Chris, I was lucky. I spent some formative years living in the Valley back in the
nice.
Yeah. And, you know, lucky enough also that my dad took us to Chavez Ravine, you know, for games every year. Can you explain to people what a kind of a, I don't call it a magical place, but it's a pretty special baseball setting.
It is. until you have to drive home. And then it's not the happiest place on earth. It's for years, you know, we would grow up in Cleveland, or we'd see the 1988 home run of Kirk Gibson, and you'd see all the brake lights in the background. Right. And you'd go, why are people leaving? It's a freaking World Series game. But when you have ever tried to leave Dodger Stadium, you understand it.
Yeah.
Whoever designed the parking lot out there should never have gotten a job again, because it is brutal. But in terms of, yes, the aura, when you, even when you get up into the high seats, just looking out past the wall and seeing the palm trees and just the area around it, it is pretty picturesque. And they put together a great product, and people can say, well, the Dodgers are ruining baseball and all that. I don't buy it. I think it's great that they give their fans what they want, and that is a World Series contender every year. When do we get to the Browns?
Yeah, let's go. The Browns. All right, so we're at the bye week, 2-6.
Stop.
Cool quarterback. Hey, all right, what do you think?
I think it's been an unmitigated disaster. And
I thought you were going to go really the feel. Other direction. Yeah. Okay.
Guys, there's a couple of stories going on here. Number one is, it's not simply, is Dylan Gabriel better than Shador Sanders? I don't think that's where we are, although I don't think that the Browns have handled this thing very well publicly. And I'm always a guy that says it's more important what it does inside a locker room or a clubhouse than what it does in front of a microphone to appease media and fans. I've always been that, you know, had that thought process. But I do start to wonder what's going on inside that locker room, because it can be so divisive. There's no other sport where the players play on separate sides of the football, right? In baseball, if a guy's 2 for his last 17, he still has to go out and play shortstop.
Yep.
Right? If a guy's in a terrible shooting slump, well, you damn well better go D up the guy on the other end of the court, or it's going to be like we're playing 4-on-5. There's going to be a problem. This is totally different. So you can feel it. When the defensive players have stepped to the microphone lately, whether it's Grant Delpit, who says that it's been so long, I don't even remember how to win or what it feels like to win. And then Miles' weekly Friday press conference or post game keeps getting more and more combative. You can understand all that. So at some point they can't be blind to that fact. It doesn't matter what the fans want. It doesn't. I'm a fan and I want to see Shador play. But my feelings don't matter, because it's going to have zero impact on the team. What does matter is what's going on inside. And Tom, I'm sure you've seen it up close and personal.
Yeah. I mean, 2-6, you know, Andy and I talk about the expectations going into this year were, okay, let's evaluate what this rookie class is. Let's see if there's a quarterback worth keeping, et cetera, et cetera. It seems like, Chris, we were laughing about this. Everybody is okay with that idea Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday comes, and you live through the emotion of the game, and it just feels 10 times worse than it probably is. You know, we've been trying to extract the positive out of this 2-6 start, and it looks like, you know, at least you've got a rookie class that is contributing. What is your takeaway after the first 8 games that you're kind of holding on to and giving you that glimmer of hope?
Well, I don't think I can put takeaway and glimmer of hope together right now. And I'm not trying to be a jerk.
No, that's fair.
But I watch the offense and wonder how it got so bad from 2023, or even under Jameis Winston, it was watchable.
Right.
Might not have been winning a lot of games, but I kind of keep going back to that Monday nighter in Denver that feels like it was decades ago.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Go. And
yeah, the Jerry Jeudy game. Right, yeah.
What is happening? Where did it go so wrong? And it's not just on a quarterback who's not even 6 feet tall. It's not just that. I try and think to myself, if we were to combine talents with like a mid offensive team, like even the Steelers, how many of our guys, our top 11, would definitely start for them? You know, it wouldn't be the quarterback. It's probably the running back, you know, maybe one or two of the guards, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Neither of the tackles.
No.
Probably your tight end.
Maybe.
Jeudy slides in there because their second receiver isn't very good, but it's at best you're looking at four.
Yeah.
I think.
Agreed.
Or out of a team that's not exactly lighting up the scoreboard. I guess that's where I sit, is that even on an average offense, we just can't – we don't feel like we've got great ball players there right now. And that's why I kind of go back and forth with, well, we've got two first-round picks next year and all that. Like, do we try and build up the team and then drop the quarterback in? Well, I think that at least part of your answer – you can find in the second half of this year. I don't think Shador would make a huge difference, but I want to see. I just want to see. Do I think he's better than Dylan Gabriel? Yes, I do. Do I think that Dylan Gabriel, I think there are people taking pot shots at him because they want to see Sanders play. I think Dylan Gabriel could be a fine backup in this league. But that's, I think, where he maxes out.
You think they make a move by next week, by trade deadline?
Yeah, I mean, I think they might trade some bit parts. Do you want to ask me, do I think they trade Myles Garrett?
That or Denzel. I don't know why. I just, for some reason, I have a weird feeling about Denzel.
Man.
You can't.
I don't think you can either. It's just...
And Chris, you make a good point about the offense, too. When you watch other teams, it just seems so hard for the Browns to do anything. And you're right. Like, what happened to the team that at least could move the ball up and down the field last year? It feels like they're playing in the red zone on every snap. Everything is so condensed. And and you're right. You can't put that all on Gabriel. He's a rookie quarterback. He's four games into his career. But I do think, Chris, and I think you hit on it, I don't think they view him as anything other than your backup quarterback going forward. And I don't think that was...
By the way, that's fine.
It is fine.
And we could have we could have the argument about whether or not you spend a late third-round pick on a backup quarterback.
Right.
You know, that's an organizational philosophy. And I'll actually listen to it because it wasn't the only third-round pick we had. In fact, it was the fifth pick of our draft. It wasn't the third pick of our draft. So to me, that's a very different thought process. But if that's the way you're going to go, then, my God, if you spent a lottery ticket on a guy who was obviously talented at the collegiate level, then go cash it in. Don't keep it in your car. At least see if you hit on some of the numbers. Because you might end up getting nothing back. You might get $4 back on the $20 you spent. Or, hell, it might be the Powerball. Like you just, but you're not going to find it out if you keep it in the glove compartment.
Let me give you another thought here, just heading into the offseason and looking forward to another quarterback. Like, I don't feel as strong as everybody thought this quarterback class was in college coming out. Like, I just like right now, middle of the season, and maybe I need to wait till the end to see how it all plays out. Like, I don't feel like anyone's walking out that door of college next year. Can you see Fernando Mendoza being the starting quarterback of the Browns next year? Like, I just don't see it right now. And maybe it's just a little early. But I'm just not, like, overwhelmed by the thought of, oh, man, they got to keep moving up for a draft pick in this because they got to get that guy coming out of college. I don't. Do you see that or not, or am I nuts?
So here's – I'm going to try and help the fan base out. Because I started watching these guys like week one and started dreaming, well, okay, who do we have to move up for? Are we going to have a shot at them? All that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's been very underwhelming.
Yes.
When you've watched a lot of these guys, you haven't felt that great. You know who people felt great about? Trevor Lawrence. Can't miss. And now you're sitting here, we're in year five, the guy's gotten his $200-plus million contract, and the Jags are, eh, okay, and he's a big part of the reason why they haven't taken another step, right? That was a can't. Remember when he was a freshman? We were like, oh, my God, when is he going to be draft eligible? Mm. People are going to be – and how about this? Does everybody remember the tanking for Tua slogan?
Yes.
You remember that one?
Yep.
How's that working out these days? So my point is that even the people that get you excited, you just never know. And nobody was beating down the doors saying – Bo Nix is our guy, but he sure as hell looks like a franchise quarterback now. I mean, what was he, the fifth quarterback taken in that class? Granted, he was a high first-round pick, but he was the fifth most sought-after quarterback. And, you know, this is just the way it goes, guys. But I do think somewhere down the line it's going to be a first-round quarterback, but I want to at least know 100% that Shador can't do it.
No, I'm with you. And I think, you know, the other thing, too, Chris, that these rebuilding projects that have gone on with Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones, mm-hmm. has to make them kind of rethink maybe the way they go about it. Now, I'm not saying that they need to use one of those first round picks next year to take a quarterback. I think that's a given. But I think there's other ways to skin a cat here.
Yeah,
so,
that's true. Chris, we got to roll, bud. I just imagine Dante Moore being starting quarterback next year and Dylan Gabriel being his backup. What an Oregon fun that would be. Goodbye, my friend. We love you. Talk to you soon.
Guys, take care.
Thanks, Chris. Do you root for the former Cleveland guys?
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm rooting for Mark. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
And Mark and Ross.
And Ross in particular.
Yeah, the Toronto.
Ross is like the most down-to-earth guy.
The Toronto Guardians.
That people don't know anything about, right? I mean, Ross was kind of in the background the whole time he was here. And, you know, and then he ends up going with Mark. And they were ready to run him out of town. I mean, those guys were a year ago, right? The record was horrible. And now all of a sudden, I don't know why, but I kind of have that feeling. It really drives me nuts because when Blue Jay fans come here and they come here and drive me insane because they take over our ballpark. But by the same token, I'm kind of rooting for them because it's been a while.
Yeah, and Geddy Lee sitting behind home plate cheering on his Jays
every time.
It's all good
for years.
You know what? I
was a Miles Straw fan when everyone was killing him. So
I like Miles. He was always good to us.
I love the way he played.
Jimenez
defense.
Was always good to us.
Yeah.
Ernie was a nice guy.
Yeah,
I like Shane. I got along really well with Shane.
It's a mustache.
Looks kind of weird on him, doesn't it?
It does.
He needs a little bit more facial hair.
Looks like he's doing some movies after work, but that's another story.
1975 San Fernando Valley movies. I know where you're going.
It's weird how the airplane used to fly over all the time, and I never understood. I don't really know what I'm talking about.
I thought the Dodgers were going to wreck them. I really did. I thought going into the series.
I did too.
Like,
didn't you? Dan, did you?
No, I had the Blue Jays.
Did you?
I have Blue Jays in six, and I'm still holding on to it.
Mr. Ways knows everything. He knows his way around. So I thought, you know what? Toronto's going to have to get one here quick, and they did, right? But to your point, I didn't think after the 18-inning game that they would bounce back last night and win like they did.
Especially after pitching to Shohei.
Tell you
like, why did they do that? You know, in game three, I'm like, what are they doing? And then all of a sudden, you're like, he's not going to see another pitch.
Oh, you mean before the second homer?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit. And then obviously, right, they intentionally walk him four times. But to Chris's point, and you know what? By the way, Chris Rose, I think he comes across on the air. For people who don't know him personally, he's a wonderful guy. And I think it's so nice that we do have somebody kind of on the national stage that waves the Cleveland flag as often as he does because he's a very proud Clevelander. So
yeah, I mean, Jay Crawford also did the same thing when he was at ESPN. Like we knew what he was going for.
Yeah, so there's that. But I think we've also now seen what a great player Vlad Guerrero is.
Oh,
I don't think people realized what a superstar he is and why that was such a what an let's not forget, it was an odd situation. It was almost a Miles Garrett type situation that the Blue Jays went through with Guerrero, right, before he signed that huge extension heading into this year. So, listen, Toronto can hit the snot out of the ball. They also play really good defense. They've got enough pitching. They've got some really good arms that come out of that bullpen as well. It's a really good team. I think, you know, we were all kind of caught by surprise during the season when they were kind of pulling away in the AL East. They're like, what the hell's going on? Like, how come the Yankees and the Red Sox aren't with Toronto?
Yeah, Toronto's isn't better. That great? I mean, I know you have Long Island ties, but it's kind of great when you see Boston and New York get leapfrogged. I love it.
I'm fine with them suffering as well. Okay. As much as I have some Yankees and Mets fans that are friends of mine.
Yeah, what were you?
An Indians fan.
As a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize
that. Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah, so my dad was from Ohio, so I grew up with those 1970s Indians that were as bad as could come. I mean, that's why...
You know who Jack Brohammer is, right? That's what I'm saying.
Frank Duffy?
Yes.
Carlos Alvarez?
Oscar Gamble before...
Rusty Torres? Yep. Charlie Spikes? John Ellis? I can go right through Buddy Bell, all of them.
Fred Bean. Okay.
Aspro and Bean and Split the Scene. When we lived in Kansas City, I used to listen to 3WE at night because you're 1100. I mean, the signal carried forever.
Right.
We would sit in my dad's Volkswagen in the driveway because he had a really nice stereo in the car. It's a Blaupunkt that comes with the Volkswagen. So we could pick up the games. And I used to listen to Herb Score and Joe Tate all the time.
I listen to St. Louis radio here during the summer, too. It's like my favorite game. During the summers, they hop in the car. Old school.
But it's been a great series. I hope people are paying attention.
Go through AM and kind of pick up baseball games like you get the Cubs.
They fade in and fade out,
Yankees would always come in every once in a while, too. Yeah. Are you Toronto in this then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've been Toronto all the way. Because, like Chris said, and I tend to disagree with him a little bit, I think the Dodgers winning is bad for baseball. It just kind of reinforces. And it's going to force what's going to happen next year. We're going to have a lockout after next season. It's looming.
What happens and what gets fixed by the lockout?
Boy, that's a great question. It depends on how much the owners are going to dig in. The owners that want a salary cap and those that don't. So you're going to have the haves and the have-nots, you know, arguing it out, and whichever side wins is where we're at.
But let's be super honest. It's not about the cap. It's about the floor. It's about the floor. And no one, I think anyone that sees the game and kind of understands where it's at, it's about the floor. I don't know, maybe the floor evens out if everybody has to spend
the money. Yeah.
I mean,
the Pirates finally spend a little bit?
I mean, they're making money.
I know.
Why can't you move the floor or create a floor? I guess is probably the right way to do it.
How about an EPL like system?
Never get it.
Where you have relegation. I know. The owners will never go for
never
that.
Happen.
I know.
What are you going to relegate to, though?
To your point,
what are you relegating? AAA?
It'll never happen.
To your point,
it's
I don't know.
Not even worth
I don't know
thinking about
where
sadly.
This is headed, Andy, but something's got to fix baseball. Something's got to fix the fact that Ohtani makes about the same on an annual basis because of the contract and the way it's structured as Miles Straw. How is that fair?
I don't know.
So let's fix it.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit / bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders, available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Champions League. Every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount+.